The missing bulbs were part of the Upstream Lighting Program. This was an initiative that encouraged SCE and other utilities to use funds from customer utility bills to encourage manufacturers to stock stores with discounted energy-efficient bulbs. Mike Campbell, a program manager for the Public Advocate's Office who helped oversee the investigation, says the problem started when SCE reduced its oversight of the program. At the same time, the focus was shifted from stocking big box stores to smaller independent stores in order to reach customers who normally wouldn't buy the bulbs.
So it's very difficult to say how many light bulbs were actually delivered, how many consumers actually got, if the program rules the commission set were followed.
The investigation also found that San Diego Gas and Electric's light bulb program had the same problems. In December, they reached a proposed settlement agreement with the Public Advocate's Office, an independent arm of the California Public Utilities Commission, and the San Francisco-based consumer group Turn for a $51.6 million refund. These same consumer groups would like SCE to follow suit. They are calling for a $140 million fine and a $121 million refund, which would offset future customer bills. In an official statement from SCE, spokesperson Ron Gale says the utility is reviewing the comments filed by the consumer advocacy groups, which SCE believes recommend excessive penalties and refunds.
SCE has previously acknowledged certain shortcomings in the management of a part of its upstream lighting program when it submitted results of a third-party investigation on November 30th, 2020. SCE will continue to work cooperatively with the commission and interveners to arrive at an appropriate solution.
Campbell of the Public Advocate's Office stands by the proposed settlement.
Is a customer going to open their bill and go, oh my goodness, look at the savings? Probably not, but it is totally reasonable and appropriate, and is the kind of thing that the utility and the executives and the shareholders will notice. And that's the real importance of this, is to have meaningful consequences for just miserable management of a program and really not taking due care with ratepayers' money.
SCE says it will be submitting comments on the settlement proposal on February 19th. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.